Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. Also, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and the Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Bunnett, a wonderful woman of God. It is Wednesday morning. Hallelujah to God. It is the 19th day of August. Glory to God. This month is just about moving out here just as fast as it came in. Hallelujah to God. Welcome to the hour of power of prayer. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Hallelujah. One more hallelujah, saints God. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace. Problems vanish, hearts are mended. In the presence of the King. In the presence God Almighty, Prince of Peace. Problems vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Forgive me this one more here. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. Christ the Lord. Well, circle of friends. Peace be unto you. Greetings from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Hallelujah to God. Has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. So God, we come to this hour of power of prayer under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Bundage, Darlene Bundage. Wonderful woman of God, giving honor unto you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Asking that you bless my wife of 37 years almost. We just take the 37. Hallelujah. Brother God, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Thank you, Jesus. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt that Jesus Christ would bring me out. So I got down on my knees and say, Lord, help me, please, because victory today shall be mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me, because victory today is mine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We thank God, for he alone is worthy of the honor, the glory, the praise. I want to welcome you to Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah. We know a friend that's closer than a brother. And that is Eko Yashatana Kayoshia. That is Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah to God. I thank God for this Wednesday morning. Hallelujah to God. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In the words of our dear beloved Pastor Darlene, it says, if God be for you, who be against you? Her commentary is that she really don't care as long as God is on your side. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. According to Pastor Scholastica, she says, this is a day, and no one knows what's going on in this day but the Lord. My wife told me she loved me this morning. She said, love is always there, so I thank God for a wife. Thank God for that. Hallelujah, God. Thank God for her. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited this morning, but I'm not trying to get too excited because we have a scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. A lot of things are transpiring. Glory to God in the highest. We thank God for being here on the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. We have a scripture of the week. It's found in the book of Psalm. And it's Psalm 106. Hallelujah. Psalm 106, verse 48. It's a wonderful scripture, and it was at the 48th verse. Hallelujah to God. I tell you, it caught my attention. It says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. It says, let all the people say amen. Then it says, praise the Lord. It was a closing statement which have caught my attention. And because the closing statement of this particular psalm here caught my attention, I said, well, let me go back. Yes, sir, let me go back here. Let's see what's going on here. It ends with praise the Lord. As Pastor Darling, Vandas Darling, began to speak on yesterday, it was all about praise and praising the Lord. And I look back and seeing the things which was going on here in the same psalm. A lot of things are going on. It's almost parallel to the things that we're going through right now. Things that the adversary has came and bought and presented himself at this time, and he's trying very much to present himself as an angel of light. Hallelujah to God. Looking at the things that are going on, and as I read the scripture, and I read back over the scripture of the week and the wonderful comments that were made, and I viewed a couple of the scriptures that my wife sent out. Hallelujah to God. She gets up early in the morning. She'd be up before me. She'd be up at 4 getting scriptures and send out, which is what God has put on her heart to do. I'd be there, and we'd be trying to get things together. But I want to encourage your heart. Got to read the whole thing because we have just the hour here on the broadcast. Look at all the things that God brought them through, how the people of God just tried, and God delivered them from Egypt land, and they crossed, hallelujah to God, and they murmured and they complained, and they wanted to go after strange gods to begin to worship, hallelujah to God, because they didn't find comfort in it. They seen the miracles of God. They tried God, and they got destroyed in the wilderness. It says at one point, we just had living a little bit then, that there was a fire kindled there, and the people got killed there. And it just was just a time, as the pastor said, it was a time in the chaos that is going on in the world. You best know this, beloved, that we are under attack. The adversary of our soul, adversary of our health, well-being, and peace of mind. The adversary have us on the onslaught. Hallelujah to God. He's attacking. He's coming up against this hour of power of prayer. He's coming up against the people of God. So don't be weary in well-doing. Don't get weary at this time. Not at all. Don't believe that we're not being tried, and keep the pastor under prayer, pray all day long. Keep all of us under prayer, because we're under attack, because we're going forth in the Lord. God had told us that. He said, don't expect the world to do anything for us. Remember that it hated him first. Even so, when they have an art against you, they're not going to stop. You know, when they even brought Jesus to the judgment hall, they said it's a custom. Oh, glory to God. I feel a preacher on me this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. And this is the prayer line. They brought him to the judgment hall. They brought him before Pilate, and he questioned him. And after a while, Jesus told me, he said, you can have no power against me unless it's given you up above. But when he went back to the people that have hatred and envy, hallelujah to God, and those that are not of God, hallelujah to God, those that know God, that have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, those that say that they know God and God is not with them, because everybody say that God is with them, God bless you, but God's heart is, their heart is not with God. He said to them, it's a custom that you have. I don't find no fault in Jesus. But it's your custom that I would release someone, being that you all had delivered him to me. And they said, give us the murderer. Give us Barabbas. He said, what shall I do with the Lord, the Christ, the Son of the living God? They say, crucify him. And the cry is still the same. They want to crucify the Lord of glory and all those that follow him. Hallelujah to God. Jesus gave us plenty of warning. He said, some of you be cast into prison for my name's sake. Hallelujah to God. But I just want to encourage you today to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You have to have God's word. An attack came, and it attacked the mind, and I was sitting in time of meditation and worshiping this morning, hallelujah to God. I just couldn't get through to where I needed to be in the Lord. I said, Lord, it seems like nothing's moving in a positive direction right now, Lord God. The adversary comes. He comes to buffet you. He comes to discourage you. Hallelujah to God. This is the time that you have to begin to worship the Lord. That last clause that says, praise ye the Lord. The Bible cautions us and it tells us that many times that everything that have breath, praise the Lord. I believe a psalm said, praise him with the psaltery and harp, the organ, the trumpet, the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I notice that spirit comes in. It comes in on the ear, hallelujah to God. As it comes in to oppress you, hallelujah to God. It comes in to make you to think the work, hallelujah to God. Especially in the time right now, I hate to call that word pandemic, hallelujah, and the presidential election, hallelujah to God. It gets you to focus, and what happened, it's distraction, and that distraction have come to take your mind away from the word of God. It takes your mind, so once they distract you, it offsets you. It takes your mind off the King of Glory, hallelujah to God. It takes your mind off of the things of God. As I was into the scripture this morning, my mind always goes back and I look at the resurrected Lord and I look at things that are surrounded there, because you go back to the word, because this Bible is the living word of God. Hallelujah to God. It updates itself all by itself. Hallelujah to God. You go back and you read the same thing, and that spirit inside of you, you have an own temper in the Holy One. It updates. Hallelujah to God. It gets you to look at it, different things. And what it gets you to look at, it gets you to look at the spiritual side of things. We looked at the scripture and the Old Testament Psalm 106. the law, hallelujah to God. Then when you look into the spiritual side, we look at a dispensation that came up under Adam. Adam was of the law, hallelujah to God. He was formed. He was the word of God. He was formed. But then when you look into the New Testament, it's the second Adam, Jesus Christ, quickening spirit of God. The letter killeth, but the spirit makes it alive. I believe it's over in Romans. It says, they that walk in the spirit shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah to God. You pray for, Apostle, pray for me. I've been busy and I've been praying for people and trying to keep things down here, trying to keep things going over here. And what happened is I have not all the time I need because the day starts early in the morning and the time I get home is late at night. Hallelujah to God. But there's words that I have that was hidden in my heart, hallelujah to God, that I don't sin against, hallelujah to God. And that's one thing, I don't forsake to gather myself together here with you. I don't forsake worshiping the Lord. The adversary comes to distract you. Once he could get you away from your worship and praise, once he could get you to focus on the situation at hand instead of worshiping God, then he leads you out. He wants to take you and deceive you. I was noticing over there, today in the book of John, can't read it, but we have to end up with it, is that when Jesus was raised, when he went to the tomb, Mary Magdalene went and looked, and she didn't see Jesus. She told the disciples, you know the story about Peter went to the tomb and his other disciple outran him, and they looked inside and came back. They didn't see the Lord. Then Mary came, and she looked in the same sepulcher. But when she looked in the same sepulcher, she saw two angels. And the story persists from then. And that's when she had saw Jesus begin to talk to him. Why weepest thou? What are you looking for? He was there all the time, but it was a matter of who was in the spirit and who was looking at circumstances. It was a matter of who was believing in God, hallelujah to God, who had that spirit inside of him to see the Lord or to hear the Lord at this time, hallelujah to God. And when she looked, he said, why weepest thou? But when he called her name, there's something about God when he calls your name. The scripture says, she said, Rabboni, with joy. But she said, he said, wait, don't touch me right now because I have not ascended to the Father. Hallelujah to God. But he gave her the message, go tell the brethren that he was ascending to the Father, that he was going to his Father. His God, I said ascended. I said he said against you. Okay. Ascended unto the Father. Hallelujah to God. To my God and to your God. Hallelujah to God. And then it came back. When he came back into the upper room and everything was closed up, he just entered in there. And he said to them, peace be unto you. And you have to have that peace. It was a time this morning when I woke up and I just was all burdened down, hallelujah to God, from cares of the world, hallelujah to God. People are dying. A burden gets on your heart for the souls of the people, hallelujah to God. Because we had a citywide crusade, hallelujah to God, and there were people that have came in actual prayer and gone through, but yet when it comes time to come to the wedding feast, hallelujah to God, not the one when he raps out here. I'm talking about when he told us not to forsake ourselves together, hallelujah to God. When God told us to come together, hallelujah to God. When it came time to go to the house of prayer, hallelujah to God. When it came time to come up to the mountain of God, hallelujah to God. When it comes time to come to the place or to the hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God. When God begins to speak, when God begins to said he will deposit something in your heart, hallelujah to God, that he will speak before his people. He'll give you something to carry you through the situation, the way that you're going. People had everything to do. The Bible speaks of it. He had a wedding feast, hallelujah to God. This one had that one. This one had to prove cattle, I said. And there were people whose sons in jail for murder, hallelujah to God. People that are going through divorce situations, hallelujah to God. People who have people in hospice and whatnot, but they don't have time to humble themselves, to come before the Lord and worship, hallelujah to God, to come before the God and realize that you have to take a break from everything. And you must come see the Savior, hallelujah to God. It's time, as the lady did in Samaria, she left her water pot, hallelujah to God, knowing that she had met the Christ, hallelujah to God. There's something about knowing Jesus. It's something about knowing the God of your salvation and deliverance. So it's something about knowing that the God that will deliver you, Jesus. It's something about knowing the God that can deliver you. Sometimes I just get flat out angry, hallelujah to God. Because he doesn't stop, hallelujah to God. He departs for a season, hallelujah to God. But he comes trying to depress the mind, hallelujah to God. Getting the body to act up, hallelujah to God. And the situation, he puts affliction on the body. He comes trouble you, hallelujah to God, to get you to focus on things. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, hallelujah to God. He tried to oppress you, hallelujah to God. He tried to drag you into a valley of despondency, hallelujah to God. He's trying to push you back down into the muck and mire where you have once been delivered by the power of Christ. It happens to you, it happens to me, it's happening to everybody. The news is going on, hallelujah to God. There's chaos everywhere. There's confusion. There's earthquake in diverse places. Hallelujah. That fancy name of that storm that came out there and out west, hallelujah to God. Tore everything up, hallelujah to God. It didn't need water. It was just a windstorm, hallelujah to God. Never heard the name of the windstorm, hallelujah to God. There's wars, rumors of war. People reject rather. Chaos all over the place, but you have to find that place of solitude in God. You have to have that time of worship. You have to have that song inside of your heart. You have to be able to worship. You have to be able to come before his presence with singing, hallelujah to God. I said, Lord God, we're going before your people, Lord God. I don't want to go before your people, oh Lord God, with this heaviness, hallelujah to God. I didn't study the word. I didn't practice the word so that I could preach that. I practice the word because when I come before you, I want to be able to speak and testify and give the testimony of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Encourage you to encourage everybody that you meet that everything is going to be all right as long as they stay in the ark of God, hallelujah to God. Once they come before his presence with singing, hallelujah to God. Once they begin the word, sometimes you have to lay that water pot of bills down, that water pot of worriation, hallelujah to God, and go tell somebody about the goodness of God and how God delivered, how he has set you free. That spirit that you have, that Holy Ghost that is inside of you, that's a promise that came through the prophet Joel that should be inside of you. Water springing up into everlasting life, hallelujah to God. Springing up and telling you about your heal. Springing up and telling you that everything is going to be all right. Springing up and telling you that you're able to defeat the adversary. You're able to defeat these things. So the thing is to praise the Lord, to worship him, hallelujah to God. Worship him, hallelujah. To tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Everybody's looking. Everybody is because there's a spirit, hallelujah to God. What was on my mind this morning was that I said, Lord God, wait a minute. This doesn't seem, Lord God. Everywhere I looked, hallelujah to God, in the various places in the Word, God heard their cry. God heard their prayer. God delivered them out of their fear. He delivered them. He delivered them many out of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them. Everything that we go through, God delivered. God delivered. So we worship and praise God. Hallelujah to God. Every time that you come before the Lord with presences, deliverance that need to be done, you always increase when you come before God presence with singing and thanksgiving. Hallelujah to God. There's a joy that come, hallelujah to God. When I began to look back into the word and begin to read that word and begin to understand that word, when the chapters begin to go, and I realize that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, hallelujah to God. He said he would keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Hallelujah to God. If your mind stay on Jesus, if you forgive people, hallelujah to God. If you're praying for those that despitefully use it found in Matthew 5 in the Beatitudes, you're going to be blessed of God. He's going to bring you out, hallelujah to God. Because what I don't want you to ever forget, that the joy of the Lord, your worship before the Lord brings him joy. He inhabits your praise. When the joy of God comes, inhabit. When he sent angels to inhabit to bring those praises back to him, when that praise go up, the blessings come down, that joy is your strength. That joy touches your Holy Spirit inside of you. Because God is in it. It springs up, hallelujah to God. Because in the 13th chapter, Jesus made it clear that he went to the Father in the gospel. He went to the Father. He said, touch me not, for I am not sent. But when he came back that evening and said, peace, he had that glorified body. He had it there. Handle me and see, he said, hallelujah to God. When he stood on the seashore after his death, he asked them, did they have any fish? Hallelujah to God. He fed them, hallelujah to God. He said, handle me and see. Handle it. You have to realize what God is saying to you. Handle him and see. He told Thomas, he said, when you see me, Thomas, he said, behold my hands. Look, Thomas is there. He said, now what happened is, see, a distraction came up there. He said, put your hand in my side, Thomas. And for years, you figured out, why did he tell him, don't be doubting him, hallelujah to God. That's all it takes, is that little doubt. Because Thomas said, well, when I put it in there, am I going to feel blood on my hand? Am I going to feel the moisture or the fluids in the body, hallelujah to God? But he said, see, he said, a spirit does not have flesh and bones. Handle me and see, hallelujah to God. He began to expound on them, hallelujah to God, about this new body that we're going to receive, hallelujah to God. That body, hallelujah to God, that won't be sick, hallelujah to God. He came, he died, he explained to them the things about the kingdom of heaven. He said, I don't come. The comforter cannot, he said, but he said, tarry there. That's why it's imperative that you have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah to God. Because he tells you, stay there. Stay right there where the word of God is. Stay there where the temple is, hallelujah to God. You say, when you get that power which you have, he said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you shall be a witness. Stay here, tell you here from the promise. He said, I'm going to send you the promise. That Holy Ghost came down. It came down like rain. All of a sudden, there came a sound from heaven, as a rushing and mighty wind, and it sat upon them, each and every one, gave them cloven tongues of fire. When you read that, it said each one, everyone that was there, believers, unbelievers, everyone that was there, hallelujah, in the holy city, at that time of Pentecost, they call it, everybody of them, they heard them talking to me, the creek, whosoever was there, heard them speaking in their language. But what was they speaking about? The wonderful things of God, hallelujah to God. When you get into the presence of God, then Peter stood up. You're able to stand up in that holy boat. And he said, they're not drunk. They're not out of their mind, hallelujah to God. They're not lunatics. They're not bipolar. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that in the last days, hallelujah, in the last days, God is pouring out his spirit, hallelujah to God. You have to be able to receive it. You have to open up your mouth. You have to tell God to give you the utterance that you want to enter in. That says that well. That's your key, hallelujah, that God is inside you. It says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Jesus went to the Father, and the Father is in him, and he came down with his Holy Spirit and dwell inside of this body here, hallelujah to God. All you have to eat, all you have to do is serve the Wokandi, your son, the Lokia, the Kobo, your son, the Nakayo, see, Abel Kanda, Nakayo, Abel, son, the Nakayo. What should be impossible to you? Is there anything that they can, yes, too hard for God? You have that power, you have that dunamis power, that ability. All you have to do is stretch out inside of God and begin to believe him at his word, hallelujah to God. And that spirit inside of you would spring up, hallelujah, like a well of water. It springs up, and it keep on springing, and it keep on springing up, hallelujah to God, until you get hold of it and you grasp hold of it. That is the spirit that takes you into that eternal life, hallelujah to God. That's the spirit that cannot die. That's the spirit that the adversary don't want. He don't want you to walk in that. He don't want you to walk inside of that spirit. He don't want you to walk, hallelujah to God. But he's trying to get you to fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, hallelujah to God. Looking back into things that happened, hallelujah to God, then it becomes clear why things are not clearing up any faster, because people are beginning, they want to go back and do the same thing. They're murmuring, complaining to go back into sin, hallelujah to God. They want to murmur and complain as they did in the wilderness. They want to go back under the taskmaster of Pharaoh. They ask God to deliver them when God comes to deliver, hallelujah to God. When God sent the pandemic and let the pandemic prevail, hallelujah, to get you to pray, to get you to look back into your word, hallelujah to God, because there's a whole together, there's a whole another fresh revelation by the Spirit of God that is indeed the same words, but he want to open up your eyes of understanding that it would be enlightened through the Holy Spirit of promise. So what he said, see, they said, okay, Pastor, let's give him this word and let him work from here. Just tell him to praise ye the Lord from everlasting to everlasting. We're serving the God, hallelujah, God, the God that changes not, the God that sits high, looks low, and discerns the heart of man. Hallelujah to God. And then like how you'll see him. This is the God that we serve. Hallelujah, God. We want to oversee to no koyasara. Ah, da da kayosi. We have to praise the Lord. I have to see what time it is. I don't want to go the whole hour. Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus, this about did, though. But God, we thank you. God, we praise you. In the name of Jesus. The Almighty God is your Father. He said, if you ask anything, John 14, in my name, I will do it, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. He kept us in his name. John 17, he said, Father, the hour has come. He said, now glorify me with the glory I had with you before the world was. Father said he would glorify it, and he would glorify it again. And he began to pray and bless us there. Hallelujah to God. We're going to take the break. Hallelujah to God. I got a little dada kayosia. Hallelujah to God, that I call you see you, but your son, that I call you son. Hallelujah to God, we're going to go to Pastor Darling. Hallelujah to God, and see that they call you, but your son, that I call you see you. Okay, son, that I call you see you. The Spirit of God is moving us. Lift your hands in. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah to God. That God would just seal the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Remove doubt, fear, unbelief, and begin to heal, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for your mercy endures forever, Lord God. We thank you, God, for you taking good care of us in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. That name that's above every name, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Else help us, oh Lord God, to apprehend, hallelujah, God, the praises of you, Lord God. Help us understand that, oh Lord God, which we are apprehended of. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah to God. We want to pray, hallelujah, God, and worship. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we want to go to Pastor Darling, see if she has something that the Lord might have gave her. Hallelujah to God. Just to want to consume the whole little call, yes, yeah. Hallelujah. But that I call you, so yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Okay, Lord. Pastor Darling, you have something that you have. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for the word today. And, you know, I always tell you, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we thank you for sharing today. And we do know that there are distractions that the enemy will try to bring against us and cause us to be sidetracked. But we got to continue to stretch out in God, as you said, stretch out in Him and do what He desire for us to do, and that is praise Him and to honor Him and to glorify Him, because He is, and His mercies endure forever. So I'm just thankful to be here today, and we will be praying for you that God will continue to give you strength and replace everything that you pour out, not only here, but wherever you go. And I know that you're a man of God who loves to share the gospel and pray for people. So as you are pouring out, I pray that God will pour back into you doublefold the strength and the wisdom, the knowledge and the understanding to continue to do His will. Amen. Amen. And I just want to thank everyone for just being here consistently and wanting to do the will of the Father and being in agreement with God, because two are better than one. That is so important. Two are better than one, and we have more than two here. And as we come together, we know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So many demonic spirits are being destroyed as we come together in the will of the Father. My God, my God. So thank you, Apostle Horsley, once again, for sharing in all that you do, as you have been doing great things down through the years. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to thank you, Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah. It just showed that, you know, I said, oh, Lord, there's come up, you know, and I started seeing, and you see the working of the adversary. Then you realize that you stay there, and the longer that you stay there and think about it and look at it, he begins to gain and he brings more. Then you have to just stop at a time and say, well, it's time to get to the Word of God. And just start at any particular place in his Word, hallelujah to God, and begin to read. And then that peace comes, hallelujah to God. And then when that anointing comes upon you, then God begins to bring peace. And he begins to open up things, hallelujah to God. And we are going through a time I was, I said, well, Lord, usually I started seeing with it that when they prayed and when they begin to worship God and when they could begin to go forward and when they come to see God's face, it says he delivered. It was just, he delivered, he come there. He said, many are the afflictions, but he comes and he delivers. Hallelujah to God. Then he tells us, you know, don't let our hearts be troubled, because they got a lot going on. We have the current administration, and they say that they're doing the right things, and then you have those that want to become the new administration. They say everything is right, and they're going back and forth. And it takes us away from the things of God. I came to the conclusion, I'm going to let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. Because scripture came there. It says, you know, don't be certain, because you can't make one hair light or one hair dark. So I said, well, Lord, I'm going to praise you and to do the best I can to tell the people about the goodness of God. And, Lord God, you handle the situation, oh, Lord God, because if they're right, God is able to take care of that. And if God's wrong, God's able to remove. He has no problem. But we are to talk about the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. He said all these other things would be added on. So I'm going to keep on seeking and praising God and let him handle the situation that we're going through. Because all the people that died, is not as many a close, not as many people as an angel slew with a sword one time in the wilderness. So God is able to stop it. Hallelujah to God. He's able to stop it. They can't see it. And that's what always gets me, is if you can't see something, how are you going to stop it? How do you know the movement of it? You're doing all you can. And it's not a matter that it can't be stopped. It's a matter of the worship and praise have to be intensified. Hallelujah to God. Because God is the deliverer. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He is the deliverer. We just have to keep the praises up. Can't be sidetracked. Can't get distracted. And I noticed that we're going to go to the prayer. I noticed that even the atmosphere, if it's in the ear, it's starting to cause things not the way they were. The mind is starting to not stay focused on things. You begin to see shadows and stuff, and you begin to look at things. So there's something in the ear that's not clean. So we have to pray that God would just clean up the ear for us. Hallelujah, God. Because if it's in the ear and it's airborne, putting on a mask for a while and going someplace else, but then it's constantly, if it's in the ear, like they say, it's constantly everywhere you go, mass on, mass or what it is, but we have to praise God that he will protect us, hallelujah to God, and give us wisdom, clean the ear in our house, hallelujah to God, that God would just begin to sanitize things for us, hallelujah to God, that we may be able to breathe clean ear, hallelujah to God, be able to breathe in the things of God, hallelujah to God, that leads to life eternal, hallelujah, from everlasting to everlasting. Our God reigns, hallelujah to God. So we want to look on the line there, hallelujah to God. As I have a few people that want to pray, I believe I did what God said to do. We're going to praise and worship, hallelujah to God. Our testimonies, however you want to go, hallelujah to God. I can't see the phone lines, hallelujah to God, but we give chance to someone have a testimony, hallelujah to God. We'll do that at this time. In the name of Jesus. Just want to encourage you, ministry, not begging, just asking you to support the ministry, that the broadcast will be able to stay on the ear. but God's blessings. Good to sow into the anointed of God. Hallelujah to God. It's like bringing a gift to him, just sow. Hallelujah to God. Have a God prosper you. There's no gift that's too small, but we don't want to see it become one side or become a burden to the pastor. Hallelujah to God. But that should be able to flourish and things will be taken care of. The phone lines need new phones, computers and stuff like that there, you know. And thank you for your giving. I appreciate those that did send in and that would like to send in. Hallelujah to God. If you can't send in, pray. Hallelujah to God. That just came on my spirit there. But we must keep the work of God moving forward. Amen. If you don't mind, Pastor Darling, see if someone have a prayer request or something like that. A call one or two to pray. Hallelujah, God, as this hour continues, this hour of power prayer. Here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Good morning. I have a prayer request. Pastor Horsley, Belinda, I just want to continue to keep Jack. You know, I just want to keep her in prayer and my entire family and everybody's family on the prayer line. But also there's someone that keeps calling me about my home, and I want to pray that. Johnny, his kids, his family, or whoever is connected with him, and not try to work any evil deep toward me. You know, that's just my prayer request. No weapon formed against me should prosper. Because someone keeps calling me about my home. Yes. Thank you.
You want to buy it?
I do not want to sell my house. I will be homeless if I sold it. I will be absolutely in the street. Trust me. No, I do not want to sell my home. I don't want nobody to harass me. I don't want Johnny to try to do any evil. I hate to put this out like that, but I need people to pray for me. I will be absolutely homeless. Trust me. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God said God's word is true. He said it would not prosper. Amen. We have another request, hallelujah, God. Prayer request or testimony.
Yes, good morning. This is Janice. I'm asking for prayer for myself. I'm not feeling too well today. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. Yes, the Lord God, hallelujah. We have another prayer request or testimony, hallelujah to God.
Yes, Tamika.
And is it Tamika's your name?
Yes. Prayer for my transportation needs.
Transportation as in the car transportation?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah, God. There'll be another testimony, prayer request.
Good morning. This is Sister Jean. Asking for prayer for myself and my family.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. God bless. And everyone on the line. Thank you.
Certainly will. Amen.
This is Darlene M. And on yesterday, we got news at my job that we have an extension. So you guys prayed for me last week. I was believing God for that. And so we got news that we got an extension yesterday. So.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank Abel Yossi.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As only you can, O Lord God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
And others, oh God,
in your name,
need
God.
Of job,
thank you, God.
For blessing job, favor on the job, oh God. In the name of
Jesus. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you. In the name of the contract, can come forth, oh God. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes,
God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
That's
amen.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Here goes Shitanakaya Sadanakayos Yabo Yasunday. Glory to God in the highest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God said to get your music out, hallelujah to God, and play those spiritual songs so that everybody get tired of hearing them, hallelujah. Pray until the joy, hallelujah, how you'll see, come down, hallelujah to God. Just worship the Lord, hallelujah to God. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Glory to God. Our God is awesome God. He rules from the heaven above. Wisdom, power, and might. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord God.
Jesus.
Show us the way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Call upon his name. The name, the
peace,
power,
God,
name of
the situation.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
ask
Lord God. You speak peace,
oh
Lord God, to the body that's acting
right
out of line right now,
and
God, in the name
you,
of Jesus, oh Lord God.
We
speak peace, oh Lord God,
in
our children's lives, oh Lord God, and our grandchildren's lives, oh Lord God.
Be
still, oh
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for being
in this hour of power and
prayer, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise
you,
God, in
the name of Jesus.
There is none greater.
We will trust you and only you.
We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. We exalt your name on high, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The Omega, the beginning, and the Lord God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, God.
Lord God, the earth declares your glory, O Lord God. The heavens declare your glory, O Lord God. To be able to run, O Lord God, over truth, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, behold, fast your word, O Lord God. It's everlasting, O Lord God. Now dwell in place like our God, yes, sir. And all our generations, O Lord God. Before the mountains was brought forth, O Lord God. We declare you from everlasting, O Lord God. You're the Alpha, the Omega, O Lord God. You're the beginning and the end. Abel Shatanakai, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. We just glorify your name today, O Lord God. You are the proven God. You're the only wise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory, honor, both now and forever, Lord God. Who's liking on to thee, O Lord God? Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor Don, I think Hallelujah to God. We thank you for this time. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you once again, Apostle Horsley, for your leadership, for your passion for Christ. I see that in you. I've seen it for many years, and I thank God for you. And so today we are grateful for everyone who has been here, and I make a declaration that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, that our families are blessed, and those who are not saved are coming to the body of Christ. It doesn't matter what they're looking like right now. In the future, they're looking so much better because they receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. I decree that the angels cover our homes and that we are protected. Our cars are protected. I decree this morning that we are above and not beneath, and we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and that we have more than enough as the Lord blesses us and increases us and enlarges our territory, blesses us indeed, keeps evil away, that it will not cause pain. I make a declaration that we are loved and that we love one another in Jesus Christ. So everybody be blessed. Go forward in the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord, which is the keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ, and not on your circumstances. Do your praise, do your worship to the Lord, and know that God is working things out in your favor. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do. God is on our side, and he's in us now, and we're going from faith to faith and glory to glory. I love you. I pray for you, and I know that you're praying for me, and we will come back tomorrow as God is blessing us and bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here, and that you will always be delighted in the Lord. And he will delight your, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.